are you on the phone, Mr. King?
Yes.
Would you state your name and agency number for the record, sir?
Sean Herbie King, 278778.
Thank you, Mr. King. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Commissary for your revocation hearing regarding the wine allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that I see, you were notified of this hearing back on February 4th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on the notification, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one in the room this afternoon. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes.
And you cannot see the board this afternoon. There are three board members participating in your hearing this afternoon, and I would like to introduce them to you by name. They are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Robert Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead this afternoon, sir. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner. The Honorable Mr. Turner will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Mr. King and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and you so affirm? Mr. King?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. As indicated, now, Mr. King, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence from 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix on or about December 10, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you were suspended from supervision. Sir, is that allegation true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. King, I'm going to move to find that he violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had, or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So the board is going to find that you violated terms and conditions of supervision. Now we're going to go into phase two, which is a very important phase, because once we end this phase, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. So we're going to begin this by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that information, then we're going to be back and talk with you and make our determination. So if you remain quiet, we're going to ask the Honorable Mr. Turner to give us some background information. Honorable Mr. Turner, sir?
Yes, sir. King was released from ADC custody on 8-3-2018 and arrested on 1-24-2019 by PHPD. No new charges were noted. He returned back to ADC custody on 1-24-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 4-20-2019 with 45 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, aggravated assault, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2011, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2012, disorderly conduct, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 3, substance use score of 1. No STD information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, TIS release completed 1 month. Disciplinary is minimal with threatening noted. However, after his return to custody, he was found guilty of a major violation. Other arrest, 2010, aggravated assault, New Mexico, unknown. 2010, aggravated assault, New Mexico misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, resisting arrest, New Mexico misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2018, aggravated assault, New Mexico, pending charges. He has a GB score of G3, V4.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. King. We're going to talk to you for a few moments, and the board may have some questions for you, and then you can tell the board anything that you want to tell the board this afternoon, sir. As we indicated, as part of the allegation that you were directed to reside at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona, and you established residence there, as directed, however, on December 10th of 2018, somehow you left there and without permission. So what happened? Why did you leave and where did you go, sir?
My roommate had a problem with me. They were threatening to beat me up because supposedly I stole something from them or something, but I didn't steal nothing from them. And I didn't want to be beat up without a broken leg, so I left because I didn't want to get injured again. And, I didn't want to go back over there because my leg was injured, and so I just, like, stayed outside on the street.
You just stayed out on the streets, you...
I was with my leg to you.
Yes, sir.
I broke my leg on October 10th. Okay. I broke it.
I'm sorry to hear that you broke your leg, sir, but let me ask this, though. You said that your roommate wanted to beat you up, but did you report that to your parole officer, sir?
No, I didn't. I lost my phone.
Oh, you lost your phone. Because if you had reported to him, maybe he could have found somewhere, or she could have found somewhere else for you to reside in so that you wouldn't be where we have you today. So let me just ask a few other questions, sir. Did you find a job while you were out, sir? Any employment at all, sir?
No, I had broke my leg, so I couldn't find none.
Okay. So how did you break your leg, sir? Because you told me that three times. How did you break it, sir?
I was running across the street, and I stepped on the I jumped on top of a little wall, and I jumped over it, and I landed on the little thing on the street, and I broke it.
Yeah. I am sorry to hear that. Is it well now, sir?
I can partially walk, but it's not. It still hurts.
Okay, well, we trust that it'll be real soon, sir. I do take note that you have 1 urine sample, and that turned out to be negative, sir. Now, according to information that I just heard from the Honorable Mr. Turner, in the past, you had spent a great deal of time in New Mexico. You had a family in New Mexico, or you just would go there in the past? This has nothing to do with your hearing today. I'm just curious. Why you spent so much time in New Mexico in the past, sir?
I was born over there. I lived over there on the reservation.
Oh, okay. And while you were out, sir, I know that you were, you was there on Elm Street, that's where you were residing, or West Elms. Why didn't you try to, or maybe you did, let me ask this, did you attempt to get any help at all from the Native American programs in Phoenix, as you were in Phoenix? Did you go to them and ask them for any assistance and help you to find employment and to work on your leg or anything of that nature, sir?
No, I didn't. I didn't have a bus pass.
Okay, so I wish you had done that because, they have, it's my understanding, rather, let me put it that way, and they have some great programs, and that you, as a Native American, you can go there and participate in these programs without having to pay. So I'm sorry that you did not take advantage of any of those programs, sir. At this time, let me see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir. Mr. King, I don't see any other questions from board members. Let me just maybe ask one other question. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was sleeping on the street.
Oh, you were sleeping on the street. You said that twice, that you were on the street. Well, where were you residing on the street, sir? What part of town, what part of the city you were on, sir?
Right there by the bridge, mm-hmm. By the security office.
Okay, so you just decided to stay there, and you were there all 45 days when you were out of commission, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. I do find Mr. King to be a very interesting young man. I think he's about 35 years of age at this time. And he didn't have any serious problems that he committed while he was out. But then he just, whatever happened there at the halfway house, he just decided to leave because he thought he might be attacked by his roommate. And unfortunately, he didn't discuss it with his parole officer, and apparently he didn't discuss it with the people there at the halfway house either. Therefore, he just absconded for 45 days, and we cannot overlook the fact when one absconded for that many days, and that's one of the things. He was there at VRA, and he absconded for those days, and I just can't overlook that, and I think that From my perspective, I speak only of one board member, I think it would be in his best interest and the best interest of the citizens of Arizona if he just completes his two months, I think it's just about 2 months, he's going to be going home or going somewhere at any rate, and I think it would be best if he just stay, complete it, and once he completes that, then he won't be on any parole or probation or supervision, and then he will be on his own. So that's just my feeling as one board member, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
Okay,
therefore I'm going to offer a motion based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W3615. Testimony coming from Mr. King as well as testimony coming from Mr. Turner. And my motion is going to be to revoke his community supervision in as much as he also absconded for some 45 days. That is my motion to revoke.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.P. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, as you know, and as has been stated before, you will be out on April the 20th of this year. At that point, you'll be on your own. I'm going to ask that while you're still incarcerated, put together a program so when you get out, you won't be on the streets, so that when you get out, you can become a productive citizen, whether you decide to stay in Arizona or go to New Mexico, whatever you decide to do. Please, sir, just put together a program because we don't want to hear and see you in arms again. This is going to end the game, sir, and thank you so very much for your participation, sir.
Thank you.
And please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.